The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you in. We're going to spend a few minutes with Senator Josh Kimbrell. Welcome in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joey. Good to be with you. And yeah, I didn't call 911 about any drive-thrus. Just for the record.
Well, it didn't work out too well for the lady outside of Cleveland. So you know, it's interesting at times what people will do. Senator, there's been a lot written and a lot of reports on this young man in Pennsylvania who has broken so many of the women's swimming records, won an NCAA Division National Championship just last week. Leah Thomas was born a male, competed as a male until 2021. There's been a national outcry over this. Florida Governor DeSantis this week signed a proclamation declaring Emma Wyant, a collegiate swimmer who grew up in Sarasota, as the rightful winner. She was in second, biological female who came in second behind Thomas. The South Carolina Senate this week took the first step in banning transgender athletes from women's sports. Talk with us about the next steps on this bill and where you think it's headed.
Well, first off, Governor DeSantis is right. It's really reprehensible that a citizen of his state was robbed of an opportunity to win a championship because of wokeism. And then whenever she took to Twitter to decry a culture that would allow a biological male, who's still a biological male, to win a women's sporting event, she was banned from Twitter. So it's like woke ink on both sides, right? You got the NCAA allowing a man to destroy women's sports, and then Twitter blocks the girl who says that she was defrauded. I mean, it's absurd what we're living in right now, and it's like the Twilight Zone, and we're trying to get America back here. So we took steps this week, Joey, to move forward. I was disappointed last year that the House of Representatives twice rejected this common sense measure, and it's not that the House as a whole did. The House, I believe, will pass it, but the Judiciary Committee in the House had some folks on there, some unfortunately of whom were from the upstate, who decided they didn't think it was a priority, and it blocked it procedurally from getting through the Judiciary Committee. So a number of my colleagues and I in the Senate, we said, all right, we're not going to let this stand. We're going to take some action, and we did. And we have a bill in the Senate now that's gone through the Education Committee. We did get through Education, and it's on the floor. So we're sitting on the floor of the Senate right now with a bill that would preclude any possibility of biological males competing against biological females in high schools or any school, really, including colleges and universities. In South Carolina, and we have the votes. I've done the vote count. I know we got the votes to pass it. Here's the problem. We can almost certainly expect Democratic obstructionism on this issue. Yeah. I've already been assured there's going to be Democratic obstructionism on this issue. In other words, a filibuster attempt. And we're going to have to do something procedurally called special order. It's a way to get around the their attempted filibuster and put it as a priority status. I support that, and I think we need to have this audience make calls to the Senate Majority Leader, Shane Massey, and to your own senator. You can call me. Heck, I'm a co-sponsor of the bill, and I'm openly telling you I'm for the bill here, but you can still call my office. If it makes you feel better, we'll take your call. It's sdsenate.gov. Go to sdsenate.gov, pull up the list of senators, find your senator, call your senator, and call the Majority Leader and say, look, we want this set for special order. We want this to pass in South Carolina. It would be really disappointing if Iowa was able to do this and we're not.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about a couple of things you mentioned there. First off, the House. You guys are getting very close to your crossover deadline. What are you hearing from your colleagues across the aisle? Is there a chance that they're going to be working simultaneously with you guys to pass their version?
They're out of time. As far as I can tell, the House has taken a 3-week hiatus. And they haven't been there all week. We've been in this session in the Senate this week. They haven't been there, and we don't expect them to take up their own version just because of the restraints on time. It's in a committee that's chaired by a friend of mine who I know supports it, but it didn't get assigned to her committee until too late. Originally, it was in Judiciary. Then it went over to House Education and Public Works. But they just started on it the week before they adjourned for 3 weeks. So they're never going to get to it on their own. What we hope to do is pass it on our side before April 7th, because the deadline's April 10th, but the last legislative day is April 7th. And we've got to get it done by the end of the Senate. If it goes to the House, they can take up our version and pass it. And I hope they will. And certainly in an election year, you would think they would do that.
Yeah. So there's a sense of urgency here for you guys to get this done and over to the House. Now the second thing there you mentioned as far as some of the opposition with your colleagues in the Senate, and you're right. I mean, some of the Senate Democrats primarily, for example, Senator John Scott, he's a Democrat from Richland County, told the state newspaper, quote, people are all upset about something that doesn't even exist in South Carolina. He doesn't think that there's a problem or that there's a potential of a problem. We don't have a Leah Thomas, but that's what you guys are trying to do, right, is to prevent us from ever having a Leah Thomas.
Well, Joey, we do have a Leah Thomas. If the definition of having a Leah Thomas is you got biological males competing against women in sporting events, we do have that. We don't have a high-profile case like Leah Thomas, because Leah Thomas, as a biological male, has won an NCAA national championship. So I guess if Senator Scott's definition of a Leah Thomas is a national champion, then no, we don't have that. But if it's a biological male playing against females, we do. There's a college, it may be College of Charleston. It's one in the low country, I'm trying to recall. I just had this conversation yesterday, but there was a university student in the low country, male, who's competing against females, using the female locker room, et cetera. I was just told yesterday by a constituent, or day before yesterday, that there's a situation in Rock Hill in a high school. So, this isn't like this isn't happening. There's multiple counties around the state in colleges and high schools where we've had this happen, and it's happening with greater frequency and spot because of really the example of Leah Thomas. Yeah. And Joey, the worst part is, it's terrible that women would lose out the chance to win a championship because we let men compete against them. But even more disturbing is what we've seen in other states around the country, and that is where a biological male claims to be female, like Leah Thomas did, and is using locker room facilities getting naked in the locker room with men, with women. Yeah. And even Leah Thomas, I mean, the young woman from Florida you referenced there that Governor DeSantis honored, she even said, look, I'm uncomfortable in the locker rooms of my swim team because Leah Thomas is still a man, and not to be too blunt on the radio, but still has the anatomy of a man.
Yes.
And goes in and takes showers with all these girls and is still attracted to girls. I mean, this is a sex assault case waiting to happen. It did happen, by the way, in Washington, D.C., at a university there where a biological male said he was going to play on the women's sports teams and then turned out he wasn't transgender or or homosexual. He sexually assaulted a young woman in the shower. So any parent with a daughter ought to be outraged that this is happening and should be beating down the doors of the state house saying, y'all need to do something and you need to call us. They need to call us now and say, let's go for special order.
Yeah, well, it's just crazy that this is allowing that the NCAA and these schools are allowing this to happen. All right, so one final thought, one final question for you on our guest line, Senator Josh Kimbrell. Another concern that was voiced by one of your colleagues, Senate Minority Leader Brad Hutto, he talked about South Carolina losing sporting events if the bill becomes law. Is there any, do you think there's any danger, any concern that maybe South Carolina is boycotted by some of the sporting events?
Well, Joey, that's been a concern that's been raised to me, but here's the reality. The NCAA is still playing Sweet 16 in Texas, and Texas has the same law on the books already. It's already law there. So they bluff about it. They talk about it. The NCAA has made those threats, but they didn't pull out of Texas. And here's the thing. I don't think they'll do it. I think it's a bluff. But even if they do, if I have to choose between protecting the integrity of women's sports and the safety of our young women or having an NCAA tournament, then the NCAA can go to Michigan if they want to.
Yes.
But they're not going to.
I agree with you. I don't think we can be held hostage by threats of not having a sporting event and not protect women's sports. I think you're dead on it there. So, all right, so get that website one more time where people can find your phone numbers, your email addresses.
scsenate.gov, scsenate.gov, go light up the phone line.
That's what we need from you right now. If you're listening this morning, take action, be a part of this. Senator, always good to hear from you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Yes, have a wonderful weekend.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.